You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varen. And if you're unfamiliar with the format, Open Mic's the show where for the next hour I'll be playing you guys some music and sort of talking about what's going on with me. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. What's going on, guys? What's going on with you? I'm pretty tired. We went to like an 8:15 screening of Oppenheimer, and I can't wait to fill you guys in on that because now I've seen both movies in the Barbenheimer canon. But yeah, last night me and my friends all went to the 8:15 showing of Oppenheimer, and it was spectacular. But it's a long movie. It was like 3 hours and 15 minutes or so. It was quite a slog. I didn't fall asleep, but I definitely saw my friends falling asleep. We got out there at like 11:30, so a little bit schlumped, but I can't wait to tell you guys about that. But let's start with some music first. My first track of the day, let's see, I've got a Cocteau Twins called a Cocteau Twins song called Rilken Heart here on CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, never mind. Technical difficulties. I got a different song. And Firefox sucks. I can't get it to work or play my music. So I apologize for the technical difficulties.
It's on a dark. Time.
Thank you.
And welcome back. You're listening to CJF 90.1 FM, and I'm your host, Varian. Sorry about those technical difficulties just now. I was getting a bit of an issue playing music on this Firefox tab, but it kind of gets sketchy with this like computer setup. It's a little bit jank. Anywho, last night I went to go see Oppenheimer. I'm going to give like my little review without giving any too many spoilers, which is funny to say when it's like based on a historical thing, but it was really cool. It was really well shot, and I think we all sort of left the theater a little bit, like, a little doomed. It kind of has a bit of a sort of doomed, the final sort of quote of the movie is kind of a bit of a damning thing with, like, you know, this whole thing about, at the beginning of the movie, they're talking about how they did, you know, approaching the making of the atomic bomb, how there was, like, a non-zero chance for it to start off, like, a chain reaction and basically burn Earth's atmosphere. And so in the final moments of the movie, they're talking about, well, it didn't start a chain reaction, but in some way it did, in the sense that everybody is now arming themselves with weapons of mass destruction and stuff. So kind of left on a dooming note, and I think overall my friends were like, oh yeah, you know, it was a great movie, but it was definitely an uncomfortable watch. And definitely, like, there's some great scenes where they've, like, built tension super well. I mean, the scene where they're testing, they're doing, like, a test run of the atomic bomb, and it's the tension of them trying out this thing they've been trying out for 3 years, and seeing it come to fruition, and it's like seeing its like raw power and stuff, and seeing like what it can do, was definitely like quite like thrilling and kind of very like, I don't know, the tension was built up really well, and it was like super enjoyable. And man, there was some funny parts where, like, I'm no physicist. I took like grade 12 physics, but like, I saw a Richard Feynman cameo and a Niels Bohr made an appearance and stuff, and it was a little bit kind of like, oh yeah, I remember these names from high school, and it was kind of like, yo, Richard Feynman! Even though, I don't know, it means very little to me, but it was kind of funny. And so, upon seeing both movies of Barbenheimer now, man, I can't imagine watching both movies in one day, though. Like, and I think that if I were ever have to do this, like, Barbenheimer circuit, it would probably start with Oppenheimer and end with Barbie, because Barbie ends on sort of, like, a bit of more of a lighter note, and I feel like we all left that movie theater a little bit like, damn, you know? But overall, I think out of the two movies that I saw these past 2 weeks, I definitely think I'm in the Barbie camp of all things considered. I mean, some of my friends have made a case that, oh, Oppenheimer is, like, you know, based on real-life events, and it's, like, trying to say some big thing about, like, the atomic bomb and weapons of mass destruction and stuff, but I kind of vibe for the Barbie movie, you know, and I think it was, like, I think that sort of feminist approach, and I think the context that it was given was definitely also very important too. And also, I just found that movie definitely a ton more entertaining. And I mean, I think that's given to say, speaking that, like, this is sort of like a, not a documentary, what I'm thinking, like a biopic of like a real historic event, but I definitely could see myself rewatching the Barbie way over the Oppenheimer, because one, it's like a 3-hour movie, and two, it was pretty crazy. So, all things that considered, I think I'm in the Barbie camp, hey? Anyways, we're gonna get on to some more music. For my next track, I've got On a Beach featuring Feist by Hayden here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
We're on a beach, oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes in the sand at our feet. We're on a beach, oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and you're fond of me. Just breathe out and in. Keep your eyes on this ring as I swing it back and forth on this here string.
beach. We're drinking income taxes and the sand at our feet. We're on a beach, oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and you're fond of me. This ain't meant to be. Hey, listen to our we driver operate heavy machinery. This ain't meant to be. Hey, listen to our we driver operate heavy machinery. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and we're out of. Mm-hmm.